Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today is Mr. Nikhil Kedar. He is the commercial marketing representative of Costco Shipping based in Mumbai, India. First and foremost, Nikhil, very welcome to this interview.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
You are most welcome. Yes, tell me a little bit about your own background leading up to your position with Costco. How did you get into shipping and when and so on?
So about my education background, I have a BSc in Maritime Operations from University of Plymouth. Mm-hmm. After graduating, I came back to India. I started working in various fields. I started my job first working into forwarding. Then I joined Hamburg Süd Container Lines.
Oh yeah.
But every time I had a desire, an intention to work in this heavy lift project cargoes division, luckily there was an opportunity. Costco people were looking for a guy to head the operations in India. I joined, and then I'm in the industry now.
Okay, fantastic. And when did you join Costco, Nikhil?
So we started this representative office in India in 2013, September, a year back. And then we are working in the project cargo market of the Indian market.
Okay, interesting. And based in Mumbai. What can you tell us about, of course, Costco is the state shipping line of China and very big. I mean, even in my young days, I used to work for the agency of them for some years. Tell me about the current coverage of Costco coming into India. How often do you have vessels coming in?
Yeah, so every month we have one vessel which is coming from China to East Coast of India.
Okay.
We are regularly carrying project cargoes such as windmills, engineering equipment, pressure vessels, project cargoes. And then we have another service which is from Southeast Asia coming to West Coast India.
Mm-hmm.
Another service which we have is from India to Europe. So These are the current services which we are offering to customers in India, catering to diverse kind of cargoes.
Okay, that's interesting. Yes, I've noticed quite a lot of renewable blades for the wind turbines as being produced in India, right?
Yes, right. There is a lot of imports from China to India and also export from India to Europe.
Okay.
Where Costco shipping specialized carriers is very well positioned and carrying this cargo.
Okay, I understand. And so if anyone wants to book or ship with Costco in India, they can contact your office and you have the authority to quote the freight rate, yeah?
Yes, sir, right.
Okay. Yeah, because I remember in the good old days, but maybe it's better now, but in the old days, we always had to ask China for the rate first.
Okay. It's not the case now. Anyone in India is looking for any kind of support in their shipments, they can anytime contact me.
Okay. So you would say into the Indian continent, you have two or three vessels every month, roughly? Or
Yes. Right. Yes.
And what are the type of tonnage? I mean, we have a Costco vessel behind me. I took that picture in Stockholm a couple of years back. What type of tonnage do you have coming into India?
So I'm representing Costco Shipping specialized carriers.
Yeah.
We are into heavy lifts.
Yes.
We have MPVs, heavy lifts, which are around 20 to 30,000 deadweight tonnage. These are the type of vessels which are regularly calling India.
Yeah.
Apart from MPVs, we also have semi-submersibles. If required, we can also deploy those. We also have RoRo vessels. Those are not calling Indian ports now, but in future, we are planning to start a service from India as well.
Oh, yeah.
And we also have wood pulp carriers up to size of Panamax.
Okay.
So any wood pulp support, we can also help out in the Indian market.
Okay, yeah. Yes, I noticed that Costco really built a lot of such vessels in the last few years, 60, 70,000 ton, really big ones.
Yes. Yes.
So they are quite active there. How many people have you got in the Costco India organization at the moment?
So right now in the Costco organization, I'm only the one. And but I'm representing the Singapore regional office.
Ah, yeah.
So
right.
Half of the team sits in Singapore, half of the team sits in Guangzhou HQ.
Right. Got it. So that means you report then to Singapore and
yes,
which is your, let's say, local regional headquarters.
Yes.
There. Okay. Yeah, and I think you attended also the Breakbulk Middle East
Yes.
recently, right? Where
Yes.
we
Yeah.
met up. So that was quite interesting.
Yes.
How do you see the market at the moment? Are you having is it difficult to fill up the ships, or are they coming in full, or how is the situation East and West Coast?
So right now, the market of India in terms of heavy leads and projects, it's booming.
Yeah.
We are importing regularly wind blades, engineering equipments, heavy lifts, all kind of cargo. So sometimes we have there's a lot of cargo, but we don't have space.
Okay.
So that is the thing. So in terms of cargo and Indian market, we are seeing a very good outlook because the Indian government is also focusing a lot on renewables. So a lot of renewable projects are going on. India government is also promoting a lot of semiconductors manufacturing, the conductor fabricating plants.
Yeah.
Those are also building all around the India. So yes, the market is booming.
Okay, that's interesting. And I recall, I mean, India is a huge market, and they always in the past there were problem with the infrastructure, you know, to get things out and in. And but I think your Mr. Modi has done a lot of work there to open up the country, right?
In terms of infrastructure, I'd like to add we have added two new ports to the Indian market.
Oh, okay.
One is the Vadhavan port, which is the deep draft port. Another one is called Vizhinjam port, which is again going to be a deep draft port, and it is under construction right now. So
Okay.
after opening of this port, it will solve all the logistics bottleneck in India.
Okay, that's where are these ports located, Nikhil?
So both are into the west coast, but Vizhinjam port is in south, it's in Kerala, and Vadhavan port, it is near to Mumbai and Mundra port.
Okay, yeah, of course, all these people there's a lot of things going on. That's
Yes.
I mean, to sort out the bottleneck, it will be very good for the whole country as such,
Oh,
I mean.
yes.
What about the ships coming in? And normally you mentioned you of course you have the MPP 30 to 30 20 to 30,000 tonner. When you have export out of India, because you also do a lot of wind blades in India for export. You mentioned to Europe. Does it mean you have one sailing a month, or is it ad hoc, or or do you have a fixed?
We don't have a fixed schedule, but it is on ad hoc basis. The service starts from China. We
Yeah.
fill the under deck space. We come
Okay.
to India. We fill on deck space, and then the vessel goes to Europe.
Okay. And when you mentioned Europe, it can be, yeah, depending on it can be anywhere, of
Yes.
course.
Yes.
And do you transit the Suez Canal, or do you go south of Africa at the moment?
No, so we are regularly going through Suez Canal.
Suez, yeah.
We don't have any issue going through it.
Right. They don't shoot at you.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, that's good. Of course, there's been a lot of talking with the Houthi rebels now that now that there's a ceasefire going on in Gaza, then maybe they will stop shooting defenseless ships. So let's all
Let's
hope.
hope that.
All hope for that,
Yes.
yeah.
Yes.
And the trade between India and China, you know, the two big giants there in Asia, is also booming, I believe, right? I
Oh,
mean,
yes. China is our number one trading partner. In
okay.
terms of import, we import approximately 50 to 60% of our total import is from China.
Wow.
So yes, China is one of our important trading partner, and that was the reason why Costco decided to start an office in India,
Yeah.
where we can cater to our customer, provide them end-to-end solutions and tailor-made solutions.
Yeah. No, I think it makes sense. You're such a big carrier and such big trade, you have to be there yourself. I mean
Yes, right.
that's the only way. And of course, Costco now also much more, let's say, much more aggressive in marketing. And you know, it was only a few years. I never saw them at any breakbulk expos. They never were there,
Yes.
but they have kind of opened up now, yeah.
Yes, right.
So, and how? Let's say I'm a project forwarder and I need to freight rate really quickly. Depending on the complexity, you can offer freight rates fast, right? I mean, you don't have
Oh,
to.
yes. So it depends. If I have my vessel in place, if that cargo, so my major callings from China are Shanghai and Tianjin.
Okay.
If your cargo is from that place to, let's say, West Coast, I have Collins to Chennai or to, Vizag or anything, I can go to quickly. If there's some different port of loading or port of discharge, there I would need some time, but we make it a point that we put you back in 24 hours.
Okay, that's pretty cool, because
Yes.
that's also another headache from the past, which has now been
Yes.
eradicated. That's really good to hear that you are fast on the ball and you can call them up if needed. Yeah, and then
Yes.
you have port captains and to make sure the proper storage, you have
Yes.
the right contacts in place for that. Yeah,
Yes. Yes, we do have.
which ports in India would you say you call normally with Costco?
So in the East Coast, it is Chennai and it is Vizag.
Okay.
And sometimes it is Kolkata.
Oh yeah.
And from West Coast, it is either Mumbai, Mundra, or Kandla.
Okay. Okay. Right. Interesting. Yeah, it's India is really developing big time, and your ports are, yeah, I mean they must be 24/7 busy all the time, as far as I can hear,
Yes,
right?
yeah.
And how do you see, we just entered the year of 2025. How do you see this year for your business? We just had Chinese New Year, so of course things are quiet, but how do you see for the rest of the year? Can you see that there is cargo to and from India in the pipeline?
Oh yes, there is a lot of cargo. As I mentioned, a lot of wind blades coming in and a lot of wind blades going out.
Right.
We also have a lot of steam shipments, which are going from steel to Mediterranean and European continent.
Oh,
We
yeah.
also have a lot of there is as I mentioned, the new port development, and also there is refurbishment on the old ports. So a lot of cargo is coming there as well, gantry cranes and all kind of things.
Okay.
So this year looks very busy for COSCO.
Okay, cool. So absolutely you are in the right place, Nikhil, there.
Yes.
So and
Yes.
so you're the only guy now sitting in Mumbai. You report to the regional office in Singapore, and of course you are more or less in the same time zone, and Guangzhou is close by, so people can get a quick response from you. I think that
Yes.
this is very interesting to hear about Costco India. It's when most people say Costco, they always think of Europe to Far East or Europe to China or South America. They don't think so much between China to India, you know.
Yeah.
That's
Yes.
right. So.
Yes. As we started our office in 2003, we are getting very good response from the stakeholders as well. A
Yeah.
lot of people are looking forward to work with us. The reason for that, I would tell that the service what we provide are specialized vessels which we have. We have some specialized vessels which are specifically made to carry wind blades.
Yeah.
They have their accommodation in the front. Those are called DAR type 2 vessels.
Oh yeah.
So, and we also have heavy lift cranes. We have from 400 tons to 800 tons of carrying capacity.
Wow.
So that is the reason we are getting a fantastic response from the customers as well.
Of course, yeah, and with the forward structure, you can take really long blades and
Yes.
huge
Yes.
equipments unobstructed. Yeah,
Yes.
that's fantastic. No, there's no doubt Costco is certainly out there around the world. So impressive development. I want to say, Nikhil, many, many thanks to, I think I've
Most
co
welcome.
covered all the questions
Yes.
I had for
Yeah.
you. Thank you
Thank
very
you.
much.
It was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much. Thank you for inviting me here.
Likewise, Nikhil. And to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cairo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today has been Mr. Nikhil Kadar. He is the marketing representative of commercial marketing representative of Costco, based in Mumbai in India. And of course, Costco being one of the largest ship owners in the world with a huge break bulk fleet, among others. Do contact him if you have inquiries to or from India or even elsewhere. For me and Project Cargo Weekly, until next time, thank you very much.
Thank you.